Balcony Radio.
I like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric Owen, the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the Flying Burrito, brother?
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Day in and day out.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Nope, can't stop, won't stop. Often imitated, but never duplicated. We are the Balcony. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony, and we are Balcony Radio. There we go.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us once again.
Are you working there?
Yeah, I guess so. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Am I recording, man?
We're all there. Let me roll up.
Is my voice making the toggles toggle?
Yes, the toggles toggle, and the needles are pinning.
I really try to not look at the needles when we're recording because it's so hypnotic, and then you try to make it bounce and
yeah,
then it does
right.
That
make it louder,
yeah, and then yeah, really gotta pop those P's to make it go up and down. Yeah, let me just stop looking at the switches.
Yes,
I love that we have one of those old-fashioned what do you call this,
meters,
the meter on the board here.
Yes, we have pins and meters.
Look at us.
Oh my. It's a nice little realistic board.
It's like it's professional radio.
It is professional radio.
Semi-pro.
Yes, semi-pro.
I've been...
we're not even getting paid, man.
Well, I've been hashtagging us as independent radio.
Oh, there you go.
On our social meds recently.
All right, okay.
So,
I like that.
By the way, follow us on Instagram at Balcony Radio.
At Balcony Radio.
Be our friends on Facebook. Search Balcony Radio.
Right on.
Don't bother following us on Twitter. Twitter sucks.
Twitter sucks.
So what are we doing today, Scott?
We are doing another lesson in the 101 series.
What are you teaching me about, man?
You're going to learn about, well, let me first say it's lesson 136, if you're taking notes.
If you're nasty, yeah.
Yes. The title of this is AC/DC.
Oh, my gosh.
Putting out the bonfire.
That's right.
Yes. Good title there.
So we were talking off air on the way over because, like we've mentioned before, under recent circumstances, we are now working in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
So
yes.
You work about a 4-minute walk from my office now. Mm-hmm. And so, but the times are off, so there's a little toggling. So I get off at 5 and you get off at 5:30. Which means that I get to have a slice and chill out of my car for a bit.
waiting for me to walk over.
Which is what I did today. So, we were talking about AC/DC on the way over, and because I was listening to a bunch of them today, picking songs for the show.
Oh yes.
And it's the same record for 40 years. It's the same song.
Mostly. It's got a nice little formula to it.
It's a formula, all right. It's 1 + 1 = 2. It's just so simple.
Very simple.
It's great, 3 man. To 5 chords.
You can't go wrong.
A steady drum beat, a screechy voice guy singing about really dumb shit. It's fucking great.
It's wonderful.
I love AC/DC so much.
It's rock and roll, man.
There are very few bands that are out there, but when you need to just go to something that you can trust, AC/DC,
yes.
You're in good hands. If you need to play something loud, or if you need to drive fast, or if you need to not punch something and just, you know, get it out.
Yes, to burn off a little steam.
These guys from Australia are not messing around.
No, they never do, man. All the bands are great.
No, they don't mess around whatsoever. No slow songs, no ballads, no love songs.
No, none whatsoever.
No.
No variation on that at all.
No.
Which is fine.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
It's the best thing ever. It really is.
Yeah.
And just when you learn more about them, it's like they're a family band. They've been pretty much the same group for 5 decades now, save a couple of deaths and a guy going to prison. And
yes,
I mean they have one of the greatest guitarists in the world in the band. He's Angus Young.
No, he's the greatest.
Pound for pound, maybe the best guitarist in the world ever.
Yeah.
And then they're just simple. It's just simple, straight ahead, dumb guy rock and roll. It's just
five,
like,
guys who are 5'6".
No frills. Yeah, they're just a bunch of ugly guys that if they weren't doing this, they'd be building a house somewhere.
Probably. That's right.
That'd be your construction crew.
There you go.
And there'd be no fucking licenses on any of these guys. This would be an unlicensed construction crew.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes.
Young and Rudd.
Young and Rudd.
Paving and demolishing. Yes.
That's right. All they do is just hit the guitar chords, man, and the house just falls right down.
Damn it.
Right on.
So what we did for this program is we took a track from each of their records, a couple of more from the Bonfire box set, which has some great live stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically presenting AC/DC in chronological order for you from, 76 to about 2014.
Roughly, yeah, and, that's a fair estimate.
It's a lot of material, and their batting average is pretty strong. They had a lean 80s because everyone else did, but they really did. They started the 80s very strongly with Back in Black, and by the end of the 80s, it was bad.
They had gone a little bit commercial at that time.
They went commercial, and then they just couldn't follow through with being commercial, is what I would say.
Okay.
But the material was still always strong. It's just not as high as the earlier stuff with Bon or the beginning of the Mutt Lang years.
I agree. Yes.
But they're just a good band. Like, if you're starting a band, this is what you need to do your blueprint on.
That's right.
This is it.
You want your lesson in how to be a rock and roll band. You just watch AC/DC videos all day, and you'll get your lessons.
Oh, and maybe find a guy that sings like Bon Scott.
Oh, okay. That can go. That,
yeah. Oh, man. Can we get to the guy here?
Oh, we're going to get to the guy because we can't do the guy at all.
So like I said, we're starting in chronological, but we're going to start with actually something from the Bonfire box set, which we highly recommend. It's really great.
Oh my.
And there's just crazy live stuff. And this is them live. What year is it? It says it at the end of the track there.
I want to say
it's 76.
Let me see here. Let me just shrink this down.
Yes. Zoom out. Yes.
Nope. No. Try one more time.
This is bad radio.
Really bad. Well, it's not going to tell us.
I believe it's them live 1976. Here's AC/DC with Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Next to the Moon, baby. It's Just Your Love That I Want. My oh my. From the Power Ridge record. My God, that's one of their best rocking records you could ever want, man.
That's really good.
All these records are just amazing. The first, we've just sampled the first five AC/DC records.
Well, four. Okay, and then four. We touched on the box set for a minute, which is mandatory listening.
Yes, absolutely. Because
it's so goddamn loud.
Oh, my great. God. So you got a lesson in rock and roll just in our opening set.
Mm-hmm. Here, let me read it off because you're already dying on air.
I need to go get some water.
Yeah,
that's
here. Yeah, let me read it.
Go ahead.
So we start with a live track from the aforementioned live box set. It's a great collection because what it does is it does something super smart. It just basically presents two concerts from two different times.
Oh. Like,
box, the first two CDs is a 1977 concert,
mm-hmm.
and the second is a 1979 concert.
Oh.
And they're both with Bon Scott, so they're both just blazing.
Oh yeah, and at 79 they're
full powers.
Yeah, full powers.
Yeah, and but that's really good there. We start with Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be,
mm-hmm.
from the Bonfire box set,
mm-hmm.
and then we moved on to one of the best songs ever, TNT, from the record High Voltage. That's
wow.
a good one.
Yeah, well named.
And then great tune. There's going to be some rocking from the record Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. That one proving AC/DC can swing as well. And then Dog Eat Dog from Let There Be Rock. Oh, man.
Is there a theme here?
Yeah. The theme is duh. And then we finished up there with What's Next to the Moon from the Powerage record.
Yes.
However you want to say it.
Or it's Power Age.
Just say. Yeah, definitely. The one with the one with the little guy in the cover making the funny face.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one?
There you go.
Power Age.
Man, this is a great band. This is an unbelievable band. They were rocking all through my childhood. And I had
mine too.
I had the Dirty Deeds record. I think I still have it up there on the wall.
Oh,
the
you better.
Somewhere. Yeah. I got a couple AC/DC.
We're going to check that in the off air in a
we
second.
We will. We will verify that. I know I have... If I don't have it, I did have Dirty Deeds.
All right. The one with big We're balls gonna, yeah, I love that song.
Great stuff.
I really almost played that song, and yeah. I just see that's like too silly. When you want to teach people about a band, it's like
yeah,
we'll keep the silly to the second time we come around.
That's right, exactly. See you next tour for the silly.
So anyway, let's get down to the live material. Now.
All right. Yes, we're gonna go to their great record. If You Want Blood, You've Got It. And this is what I remember. This was a two record set when it came out. Man, mm-hmm. It was just unbelievable. This is called Rock and Roll Damnation.
We'll be right back. here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Coming up from that flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez.
Rock. For those about to rock, we salute you. That is, oh, that's right. Snowballed.
Yeah, snowballed.
There you go. From 1981, from November 1981, deep in the new wave era.
Yeah, that's a real rejection of new wave.
Yeah.
Oh, so. You know, that's, hey, mate, nice fucking haircut.
What are you kind of gel do you use on
oy,
that thing?
Oi, eh?
So, yeah, so deep November 1981 for that record. So that was man. That was pretty wild.
So and notable switch in the sound there.
A change in the sound. We were just saying off air that the sound of AC/DC, they become a metal band, and it seems like the party's sort of faded a little bit.
Yeah, the fun stops.
The fun sort of stopped, and they've gone to making music now.
Yeah.
Making records.
Yeah. It just feels a bit more, I don't know, it feels a lot more constructed, try hard,
formal.
Well, later on, I don't know what it is, because like you listen to the early records and it's like, this is the world's greatest fucking bar band in ever. Like,
I guess they had a few more bands to compete with by that time as well.
And then,
the
80s come around. Like, everyone goes corporate and they get serious, and music becomes fucking MTV and major money. And
that's right.
And like AC/DC's like, oh, I guess we're gonna have to write some actual fucking songs now. So
there you go. They started doing it. They didn't quite do it on Back in Black, you know. They were
Back in Black is
it's
perfect
a
record.
Good, perfect record, but they were kind
it's
of
as
struggling.
Poppy as it gets, though. Like they're struggling emotionally and off air, but like on the record, it's just a straight up hard rock album. Like,
yeah.
It's that one is the riffiest record they probably do, because mm-hmm. that one is all riff, 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 drums to drums, and then chorus.
Right, exactly, exactly. So. And the beginning of the reinvention to the beginning of the Brian Johnson era,
yeah. You know,
where they're doing making that change, that transition. This the set that we just played sort of showed that, with the first three songs being
which
with
were
Bon Scott, and the last two being with
what were they titled, Scott?
The first three they were live record, live songs, man. First one was live at the Apollo Theater in Glasgow, Scotland. Rock and Roll Damnation from If You Want Blood, You've Got It, which is just a great straight-up rock and roll live record that you just got to wrap your head around.
It kicks ass.
Totally. And then we heard a track from the aforementioned Bonfire box set collection of the two, the 1979, this is from the 1979 show, I assume, mm-hmm. from the Highway to Hell. Was the name of the track live at the Pavilion de Paris?
Pavilion de Paris?
December of 1979.
December of 1979.
So there you go. So that was a nice sort of you could see the change that they made just in that little transition between Rock and Roll Damnation and Highway to Hell. They're both quite different there. And then right after that, we went to their last record with Bon Scott, Highway to Hell. Which is a great rockin' record.
It's a scorcher, man.
And Girls Got Rhythm, which is a classic. It got played all over the place. I heard that song hundreds of times, man. It was a great song. You can't get tired of it.
Rocks so hard.
Just straight up. And then we have the passing of Bon Scott in December of 1980. And we move into the Brian Johnson era of February 1980.
Thank
is when
you.
He did.
Thank you.
I apologize. Back in Black, the record, and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. That's I don't think anybody needed any reinsurance of that, but thanks just the
well,
same.
Well, Brian's got you, though.
He's got us. He's just got us. The inevitable logic of that. It's just amazing. And then for those about to rock, We Salute You was the name of the record that we finished up the set with, and Snowballed was the name of that one. Don't take any bullshit from anybody.
No,
that's basically
no.
What that's about.
No, that's a motto.
So there you go. There's that set.
Yeah, let's do the plugs now.
You get to do that.
All right. So if you have an idea for a show, a song suggestion, a comment, a question, a concern, go on and drop us a line. Our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com, balconyradio@gmail.com. The next thing you should do is head on over to the mighty website, balconyradio.com, broadcasting music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For 6 of those days, Monday through Saturday, we play whatever comes up in our music library, which is 60,000 songs strong, mm-hmm. and that's rock, pop, soul, country, R&B, basically the best music of the last 70 years of recorded history. It's pretty good. Commercial free, totally safe for work. Just check it out. And then on Sunday from midnight to midnight, we play nothing but jazz music for your chilling and acting cool needs. It's really great as well.
Oh, yes.
And just go check it out, balconyradio.com. You can stream the music right on the station, or you can click a button and do it in a different window. How many different players are there?
Two. Yeah,
there's two different players?
Two different players.
Go check it out. It's really great. We're in the process of doing some updates to the website, so it'll be looking different and new and fresh. It's literally happening as we speak.
As we speak.
We have a new tech nerd.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
You want to give him a shout out?
Nick. Nick, our new tech nerd.
Nick, the tech nerd. We like this guy.
All right, Nick.
All right. Then you should, what else should you do? Oh, yeah. Go to the website. You can download the RSS feed, which will bring episodes of the podcast onto your podcast catcher of choice. Mm-hmm. So it'll fall in there with your This American Life and all the 20 different true crime shows you're listening to now, you fucking weirdos. For your music needs, turn to Balcony Radio. Every episode is a 90-minute show, about 90 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, sometimes a little bit shorter. But we try to aim for that sweet spot, 90 to 100 minutes, mm-hmm. where we basically play you a playlist of songs that you're most likely not going to be familiar with. And we help you through learning some new music. And then sometimes we do a little thing here called the 101 series, where we pick up an artist, place a band, a location, a language, a genre, and then we teach you something special. It's kind of cool. So check out the RSS feed, download the show. There are 24 different rotating programs. We have an R&B show, a live music show, an all-Beatles show, a Rolling Stone show, a reggae show, an all-women show. It's just good stuff, man.
Reggae, I love reggae.
Yeah, I know. That's my favorite show. Just go check it out. Pick a show you like. Jump in. You're going to be in good hands. There's a kind of music you like, more than enough chance that we like it too, and dedicate a program to it. So, like I said, your music needs are covered at balconyradio.com. Then you should head on over to the Facebook, find us, search Balcony Radio, be our friends there. We upload cool music news, notes, and pictures that we find from the internets, and curate them and show them to you. And we also upload episodes of the podcast onto our Facebook page as well. Don't bother following us on Twitter. We're at Balcony Radio. Twitter sucks. We don't do it. It's just there for us to sit on. And then sometimes when we Facebook, it links to our Twitter, and I hate it because it looks like we're tweeting. But we don't tweet. That's not us. That's an algorithm.
That's right. That's
so
right.
What you really should be doing
is computer thing, man.
Go to Facebook, search us there, or go to Instagram and search at Balcony Radio and like us there. We post cool music pictures and vinyl records from off the wall that we highlight that you should be checking out. So go.
Check it out, man.
And let's can we get back to the rockin'?
We shall get back to the rockin'.
Here we go. The bad 80s are kicking in.
Oh, here we go. Title track from the album Flick of the Switch.
Yeah.
we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
We'll be right back.
rock and roll. That's the way. That's the way. That's the way. I want to rock and roll. That's the way. That's the way. That's the way. I want to rock and roll. That's the way. That's the way. I want to rock and roll.
There you go. Let's make it. The Razor's Edge, the name of the record, from 1990. which the last of the set has taken us through the late 80s. So
that's a new decade.
Yes, we just cleared the 80s and we've begun the 90s with the Razor's Edge. Let's Make It was the name of that one. Just a simple message on that one. I don't think much explained.
No, that's what I remember seeing in the used bin a lot when I was record shopping for a million hours as a child.
Really?
Out of the AC/DC records, you would see the Razor's Edge, mm-hmm. and you'd see Powerage sometimes.
Really?
But really, it was the Razor's Edge and Who Made Who, because that was a soundtrack to that Stephen King movie. So, like, they were millions and millions of copies of that.
Oh, okay. All
right. But, yeah, and the Razor's Edge has the stupidest cover, because it's just, like, that gray design thing. What is it?
Which one?
The Razor's Edge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's
like it almost looks like a sword or something. Isn't that what it is?
It's a kind of a...
Oh, it's like a slice.
It's a slice in the metal.
Yeah, it's really dumb looking. And, like, the album is not super great. Like, it's... I don't know. It's like impossible for them to put out a bad album. Like, they're one of those bands like Motorhead or the Ramones where...
Well, you have a formula.
The formula is so locked in that you could just write variations on it a million times, and these bands do. And, like, it just... You could kind of...
ZZ Top sort of did that.
A little bit. Yeah. It gets to the point where the records are almost interchangeable, where you just don't remember the record, you just remember certain songs, because they're almost like, well, was that on that or was that on that? Like, right. It doesn't really matter, does it?
You know, so. they're interchangeable. A lot of the songs can be interchangeable from album to album. So,
but they're never bad.
No, not bad, just sort of formulaic. You know, it's the same thing over and over again.
But I like the formula.
The formula works sometimes, You know, you can't argue with that.
No. It works every time.
Does it work every time?
Every fucking time.
Okay, all right. I apologize. My goodness.
Every time.
Okay. I won't argue with the formula,
doctor.
What
did we play in that set? Patient.
Well.
Impatient.
Yes. We started with, let's see, Flick of the Switch. Title track from their record.
Forgettable album.
Mostly. That's 83. So that's 1983 for Flick of
the
Switch.
Oh, you got the list up there, do you?
I do. Fly on the Wall was the next album.
Also forgettable.
Song was Send for the Men.
Man. Send for the Man?
Yeah, Send for the Men. Man. Men? Man.
No, singular.
Man. Okay. Send for the Man. Thank you. Chase the Ace was the next song that we heard from Who Made Who.
I love that title track of that record.
That got
one of my favorites.
So much.
It's such a great song.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's maybe my favorite AC. No, no, not maybe. It is. It's my favorite AC/DC song.
Really?
Is Who Made Who.
Okay.
So good.
All right. Far out.
So good. What? Hey, quick. What's your favorite AC/DC song?
Oh, my goodness. My favorite AC/DC song. Oh, my goodness.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll have to get back to you on that
one.
I can't think of one. They're all really good. Every time they
name a couple that you're fond of.
You've got me going here. Well, let's see. I can tell you right now that from the Powerage record is one of my favorite records, because it's got
Riff Raff. What's Next to the Moon?
Yes, and
I like Up to My Neck and You.
Yes, that's a good one. So that's a really good record. So that's
you go by albums.
I go by albums. Yeah, Dirty Deeds, like I said, I had a long time
that
ago.
That's the one with big balls on it.
That well, yes, it's got Problem Child and a few other things on that. And so
I like Rocker a lot.
Rocker, so. There's some good stuff on there. You know, I can't really nail down one favorite, because each album has a sort of like greatest hits sort of feel to it, you know?
They do, because there's
like a handful of songs.
Yeah, I was about to say, like literally a handful on each one where it's like, oh, this batch right here is for the greatest hits. I'll just drop it here.
Just drop it here, exactly. And the rest may be filler, but, you know, it's not bad filler.
It's fine.
It works. But, you know, there's like four or five core songs from each record that I'd be like favorite.
And seriously, if you're getting 5 out of 12 each time that are keepers for life, like that's a good batting average. Mm-hmm. Like most bands would kill for that.
I agree.
Yeah.
So
we're at the age where you get one or two singles a record, maybe if you're lucky, and they got a half dozen that are killers. Like that's pretty good.
And to do it record after record too. So.
Every 18 months for 40 years. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Right on, man.
Yeah.
Who can argue with without success?
Seriously.
So let's see. Where did we leave off here?
Oh, we're gonna play the big hit now, man.
We're gonna play the big. Did we name off the entire set in that?
No. Keep going.
Chase the Ace, and that's the way I want to rock and roll from Blow Your Video, Blow Up Your Video.
Yeah, bad record.
Very bad. That says like 80s MTV, forget everything. So that was that one. And then Let's Make It was the one we heard after that from Razor's Edge. So we're moving into the final set of the show here in our 101 series show for AC/DC. And we're going to trip you up here with some live music now from...
We could not play it.
What?
We had to play it.
We could not play it, exactly. So from 1991, from the record that's just simply called Live, You Shook Me All Night Long, yeah...
Shook me all night long.
what's called Shut Down in Flames.
You are quite welcome. Thank you very much. Excuse me. AC/DC winding up there. Our 101 series, lesson 136, AC/DC and Shot Down in Flames. That is live at River Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires, River Plate, as it were. Pardon me. My voice is kind of fading out here. I'm holding on here. My name is Scott. Anthony had to take off a little early. He had to take care of some personal business, but I'm going to tell you what we had in that last set for AC/DC here. We started out with You Shook Me All Night Long, live in 1991 from the record simply entitled Live, and then Love Bomb right after that from the record Ball Breaker, and then Satellite Blues from Stiff Upper Lip, and then from the record Black Ice we heard Smash and Grab, and we finished up there live at River Plate And in Buenos Aires, and Shot Down in Flames. And there you go. We've had the 101 series, lesson 136, AC/DC, putting out the bonfire. Oh, my. My name is Scott for Anthony. Just wanted to say thank you very much for listening. You can send us an email at balconyradio@gmail. Send us an email to balconyradio@gmail.com. Do this as long as my voice holds up. Balconyradio@gmail.com. Be sure to visit us at Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. You can also check us out at Instagram at Balcony Radio. We are right there. You can give us a like and check out all the posts that we do. And so there you go. So check us out and go to balconyradio.com, the website. Whole lots of fun going on there. My name is Scott. We're going to get on out of here now with the last AC/DC song of the night. This is from the record Rock or Bust. This is called Play Ball. Thanks for listening. Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the Balcony.